In South Africa, the murder trial of Oscar Pistorius is set to start on Monday. Pistorius, of course, is the double amputee Paralympic sprinter who also competed in the 2012 Summer Olympics. He runs using high-tech blades for legs. His upcoming trial is already being compared to that of O.J. Simpson. It will be broadcast live in South Africa on a 24-hour news channel launched exclusively to cover the event. The case has generated interest not only because Pistorius is a celebrity, but also because South Africans see his story as a symbol of the country's problems. The World's Anders Kelto reports from Cape Town.
These are the facts of the case. On Valentine's Day last year, Pistorius shot and killed his girlfriend, Riva Steenkamp. He fired 4 bullets through a closed bathroom door inside his home in Pretoria. The question is why. He claims he mistook Steenkamp for an intruder. Prosecutors say he shot her intentionally after an argument. South Africans are trying to figure out what to make of their hero's tragic story. Tanya Charles is a spokesperson for Sonke, an organization that says it advocates for gender justice. She says the case may prove to be an extreme example of a common South African problem.
Men feel like they have the right to deal with women in a violent way. This is not an unusual story. This is how men are behaving.
She says it's important not to judge Pistorius before the trial begins. But even if he's found not guilty, his story will still reflect a culture where men pull the trigger far too quickly, she says.
So here's a case where we have a man who allegedly wakes up to the sound of disturbance, and the only way I can deal with an intruder is to shoot them immediately, without finding alternative ways of resolving conflict.
But hold on, says Nomfundo Mogapi, a psychologist at the Center for the Study of Violence and Reconciliation. She says the Pistorius case also speaks to another social problem.
It speaks to the fear that the middle class have around crime.
Mogapi says Pistorius may well have believed there was an intruder in his home. After all, break-ins are common in South Africa. But she says crime statistics are misleading because the vast majority of victims live in poor neighborhoods. She says well-to-do South Africans often overestimate the risk of a break-in. And the media, she says, perpetuates misconceptions by only reporting certain kinds of crime.
The stories that we hear tend to magnify the victimhood of the middle class.
And there's yet another lesson to the tragedy of Pistorius and his girlfriend, says Alan Story. He chairs an advocacy group called Gun Free South Africa. He says the real problem here is guns.
We are a very violent society, and what guns do is ratchet that violence up.
Story says if Pistorius hadn't had a gun, his mistake, if that's what it was, wouldn't have been fatal. And he says the moral of the story is that South Africa needs fewer guns. So his organization is lobbying authorities to crack down on illegal firearms and trying to convince legal gun owners to give up their weapons.
If we can reduce the amount of firearms in society, gun violence is automatically reduced.
These three advocates may disagree on what lessons should be drawn from the Oscar Pistorius case. But there's one thing they all agree on. Before he shot his girlfriend, Oscar Pistorius was a symbol of hope and the power of the human spirit. But now, as his trial unfolds, Pistorius will be transformed into a symbol of something else. The question is, what? For The World, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town.